This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand with a shocking, shocking development in Hollywood. Three big movies hit theaters this weekend, and all three are getting rave reviews. That has just stunned Mark Jordan Ligon. Here he is with his weekly report on what movie critics are saying. It's called Slate's Summary Judgment.
I don't want to say it's a rarity for all three major releases to get critical acclaim, but the last time that happened, we had six more weeks of winter. So let's start with Live Free or Die Hard. And you can tell by that title, it's a documentary about our healthcare system and... No, wait, that's not it. It's the fourth installment of the Die Hard series, and Bruce Willis returns as legendary cop John McClane.
She just killed a helicopter with a car.
I was out of bullets.
The critics say sit back and enjoy the ride. Fast moving with energetic stunt work and nice thriller move, shouts the LA Times. And the Christian Science Monitor says Live Free or Die Hard is easily the best in the series since the first one. And next we have Ratatouille. And you can tell from the title, it's a documentary that tackles the U.S. healthcare system and... No, that's not it. It's an animated gem from Pixar and Brad Bird, the man who gave us Iron Giant and The Incredibles. A young rat dreams of becoming a master chef in Paris.
I have got to teach you about food. Close your eyes. Now, take a bite of this.
No! 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 Don't just fork it down!
Too late.
The film critics say, c'est magnifique. Rolling Stone squeals a hilarious and heartfelt wonder, and the New York Times raves, Ratatouille is a nearly flawless piece of popular art. And now we come to Sicko. Yes, Michael Moore has finally made a documentary about me. No, no, Sicko's not about me. It's about the troubled American healthcare system. And Moore sheds light on the complications and problems that surround it.
He sawed off the tops of two of his fingers.
And it just zipped, and it was that quick.
His first thought?
I don't have insurance. How much is this going to cost?
The hospital gave him a choice. Reattach the middle finger for $60,000, or do the ring finger for $12,000.
Sicko basically gets very robust, healthy reviews. Moore's most assured, least antagonistic, and potentially most important film, says the New York Daily News. And New York Magazine calls Sicko Moore's best film, a documentary that mixes outrage, hope, and gonzo stunts in the right proportions. So maybe Michael Moore's next documentary can tackle health violations in restaurants, namely the ones that let rodents prepare meals. Or maybe, actually, oh, you know what? I don't feel very well. If you need me, I'll be in Canada.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and hypochondriac living in Los Angeles.